Exodus, chapter 6. And Yahweh said to Moses, Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand of God he will let them go, and with a strong hand of God he will drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses, and said to him, I am Yahweh. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, as God Almighty, but by my name Yahweh I was not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their sojournings, in which they sojourned. And moreover I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in slavery, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the sons of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their slavery, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, and with great judgments. And I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God, and you will know that I am Yahweh your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a heritage, I am Yahweh. And Moses so spoke to the sons of Israel, but they didn't listen to Moses for anguish of spirit, and for cruel slavery. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Go in, speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt, that he let the sons of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Look, the sons of Israel haven't listened to me, how then will Pharaoh hear me, I who am of uncircumcised lips? And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a charge to the sons of Israel, and to Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt, these are the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuben the firstborn of Israel, Hanoch, and Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi, these are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Hamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shal the son of a Canaanitish woman, these are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari, and the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libna and Shimei, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel, and the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their generations. And Amram took himself Jochebed his father's sister as wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses, and the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zikri. And the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Sidri. And Aaron took to himself Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, the sister of Nashon, as wife, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah, Asher, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph, these are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar Aaron's son took himself one of the daughters of Putiel as wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites according to their families. These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom Yahweh said, Bring out the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their hosts. These are those who spoke to Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring out the sons of Israel from Egypt, these are that Moses and Aaron, and it came to pass on the day when Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt. That Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, I am Yahweh, speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt all that I speak to you. And Moses said before Yahweh, Look, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how will Pharaoh listen to me?